Amidst soaring costs, the Ontario government introduced legislation today that will strengthen municipal governance and accountability. Ontario is proposing changes through the Municipal Accountability Act that would create a new, standardized municipal code of conduct, an integrity commissioner inquiry process that would be consistent throughout the province, and mandatory code of conduct training for members of council and certain local boards. C. Sudbury fires its integrity commissioner. And Inch, integrity commissioner is not a referee of free speech. And are city council code of conduct investigations worth the cost and bother? We had to make sure we got this right, which is why we worked with Ontario's integrity commissioner to find the best path forward to create a standardized code of conduct process across the province, said Paul Calandra, Minister of Municipal Affairs and Housing. This process will support consistent accountability across our municipalities. See the North Bay Code of Conduct here. The changes would include a penalty of removing and disqualifying a member from office if they are in serious violation of the proposed code. Removal and disqualification could only occur upon the recommendation of the Municipal Integrity Commissioner, says a news release. It also needs a concurring report from the Integrity Commissioner of Ontario, and a unanimous vote of council, with the exception of the member who is the subject of the report, members whose absence is approved by council or members who have a financial conflict of interest under the Municipal Conflict of Interest Act. Municipal councils in Ontario have asked for legislation that holds elected officials to a higher standard of accountability. If passed, this bill would deliver on ensuring that as members of council, we are living up to the trust that residents put in us, said Robin Jones, AMO president and mayor of Westport.